This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
In their statements after the attack, insurrectionists routinely echoed what they had said before and during the attack. They were there because the president told them to be.
For much of the last hour, it's been Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette holding forth at the impeachment podium, making the case that without the encouragement of the former President Donald Trump, the insurrectionists may not have stormed the Capitol building on January 6th. In summary, she suggests that the Congresswoman suggests President Trump told them to march on the building, so they did.
Now look, the lawyers who are saying that their clients were told to commit these acts by Mr. Trump, well, they know that putting the blame on the president doesn't exonerate their clients. They're just saying it, frankly, because that's exactly what happened.
Yet another day of incriminating videos are forming the crux of the House impeachment manager's case that the principal culprit in the traitorous insurrection on January 6th was controlled by none other than President Donald Trump. China struck a mostly positive note after Joe Biden held his first call as president with Xi Jinping, according to a readout of the call from the state broadcaster CCTV. President Biden today, in referring to some of China's infrastructure accomplishments.
But we don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
A White House statement said Mr. Biden raised concerns about Beijing's coercive and unfair economic packages. The president also pressed Xi Jinping on Hong Kong, human rights abuses against Uyghur and ethnic minorities, and its actions toward Taiwan. This is VOA News.